Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Since democracy is the worldwide goal of the Bush administration, the president should face up to the stunning fact that the integration of different nationalities under a common European Union constitution was rejected by decisive democratic votes. The European Union Constitution was defeated because Western Europeans do not want to be politically or economically or socially integrated with the culture, economy, lifestyle, or history of Eastern Europe and Muslim countries. I hope that the political and business elites in America will hear this message, but I'm not sure they do. The Senate Republican Policy Committee issued a policy paper arguing in favor of trade agreements that would integrate the United States more closely with 34 hemispheric neighbors, thus furthering the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas, which is planned to bring about Western Hemisphere integration. Americans do not want to be integrated with the poverty, corruption, socialism, and communism of our hemispheric neighbors any more than the French want to be integrated with the Turks and Bulgarians. We are told that these trade agreements will promote democratic governance, but there is nothing democratic about the way these trade agreements grant vague authority to foreign tribunals that can force us to change our domestic laws. These so-called free trade agreements are not about free trade at all. They are about round-trip trade. That means multinational corporations sending their raw materials to poor countries where they can hire very cheap labor and avoid U.S. regulations, and then bringing the finished goods back into the United States to undersell U.S. companies that pay decent wages and comply with our laws. These hemispheric trade agreements make no sense historically, constitutionally, or democratically. Americans will never sing God Bless the Western Hemisphere instead of God Bless America.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
And only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
These are times a day in the mainstream media. And now, because of the public outcry over illegal immigration, story two has sprouted legs and is being told frequently now, but not as frequent as story number one. Story number two is basically the same as story number one. All the points of story number one are always repeated in story number two, but with the addition of opposition from American citizens. Newsworthy oppositions, you know, like the Minutemen, the Cal Border Police Initiative, American people's opposition to George W. Bush Jr.'s betrayal of the American people on illegal immigration. Congressman Tom Tancredo's heroic stand on the issue and the growing outrage of the American people over the government's refusal to fix the problem. We are finally speaking up, folks. We are being heard, and that is increasing story numbers two, number two's being told in the media. These are the things that have crept in to make story number two what it is today. And that leaves us with the untold story. Story number three, the American story. That's the story that tells the effects of the poor, poor, quote, undocumented workers' effect, unquote, on the American people. It tells the individual stories of real Americans who've lost their jobs because of illegal immigration, who had their wages drastically depressed because of illegal immigration, who had their schools rendered virtually ineffective because of illegal immigration. Real Americans who've had their communities turned into third world enclaves, unrecognizable after a few years. Stories of racism toward Americans, followed by violence and sometimes death. I get the emails, folks. I read the emails. I hear from John Q. Citizen, Mr. and Mrs. America, who tell me what they are having to endure in this country now because of illegal immigration. We hear the stories of advantages being given to illegal aliens over Americans and legal resident aliens. Stories of hospitals closing to the dismay of sick and injured Americans who will be directly and sometimes terminally affected. This is the story that we talk about when we talk about story number three, folks. This is a story of America. This is a story of the effects of illegal immigration. There's always the poor, poor guy. But what about the poor, poor American? That's the story that we must demand that the press tells. That is the story that I told a young lady from La Times not too long ago. This is the story that is never told. This is the story we are waiting to hear, and she said she would write it. This is the story you won't get from the Alphabet News. This is the story you won't get from public radio, public TV, or any of those public institutions that only care about illegal aliens and keeping lawlessness running rampant in this country. This is the story that affects us right down to our bones, because it's people like us who suffer through it. This is the story of Americans like us that that have to live with this daily. Not hear about it, not talk about it, not wonder about it. No, we have to live in it. Like the gentleman that gave me the story where he lives in East Hollywood, where it is just unlivable for him. The story of the lady from Texas who cannot get a job as a waitress because she doesn't speak a foreign language. The story of the little boy who wrote to me 2 weeks ago and told me that his mother cries every day because she was fired for not being bilingual. These are the stories that we must demand to be told. This is story number three, the untold story of the American citizens. And this is the story that will demand that justice is done. And we will continue to demand this and expose what is going on, because this is the only story that will help us as Americans. This is the only story that will save this once great land. This is the only story that will save this country. It's the only story that will save this America. It's up to you. It's your call. You can sit on your sorry butt and do nothing. You can worry about somebody calling you a racist. You can worry about somebody calling you a xenophobe and a bigot and a nativist and all those other stupid words. Or you can get up off your butt and get active. America won't be here long if you don't. We are being invaded. We are being overrun by people that don't like us. They are strip mining us, and they are taking everything that your ancestors, forefathers, and you built in America. Stand up. The time has come. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. I'm concerned about the safety of residents in the city of Norwalk. I'm concerned because Norwalk is a city that falls under the management of Chief Marvin Cavanaugh, who recently disciplined a deputy for his aggressive pursuit of a criminal suspect, a parolee at large. On May 2003, a deputy from Norwalk Station decided to pursue a suspect on foot after a vehicle stopped. The suspect had just left the home known for its extensive criminal activity. The deputy's decision to pursue the suspect on foot is based on a proactive approach to police work. As deputy sheriffs, we have a mission, and that is to make LA County a safer place. We do this by going after suspects who wage war on our streets and in our communities. Why then is sheriff's management going after a deputy instead of going after criminals? Why are chiefs like Kavanaugh sending a message to deputies to stand down? At the same time, chiefs like Kavanaugh have given the nod to criminals to go ahead and commit more crimes. So remember, Chief Kavanaugh, deputies need to be able to pursue criminals to protect the public.
Folks, you know when it's time to refinance your home, they're going to tell you you need an appraisal. And where do you get an appraisal? You call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals at 818-223-9498. These are good folks. They've helped us stay on the air. They've been our sponsor now for years, and they are really, really helping people out there get a good appraisal for their houses. And that's important because you know what it does. With a fast, friendly, professional appraisal, you get more money in your pocket. And isn't that what it's all about? Call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals. Give them a call at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. I want to remind all the folks out there who can have relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight listening live at WLRM 1380 Memphis, Tennessee. KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. The great K-Don, KDWN 720 AM in Las Vegas, Nevada. And all the folks listening on RBN Network, welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, you know, it's a sad day when a native-born American thinks of himself as a Mexican. Fabian Nunez, California Assembly Speaker and bigot deluxe, went to Mexico last week and showed his true colors, none of which are red, white, and blue. Instead of looking out for the interest of America by way of looking out for California, Nunez went there, put his hand over his heart, and literally saluted the flag of Mexico as it was brought in by an honor guard. That's right. He talked about the contribution that so-called, quote, migrants, unquote, have made to the state of California, and then went on to say, quote, yet the gap between the poor and rich rose greater and greater. The racism against immigrant workers continues, unquote. This is a crook. This is a falsifier. This is a liar. He knows these people are not immigrants. He knows exactly what they are, but he lumps them all together to get sympathy and to work his game. And that's all he's doing is working his game on us. Did you ever believe in your wildest dream that somebody could become the Speaker of the California Assembly and salute a foreign flag? Then he denounced the Minutemen, saying that they, quote, try to deny our humanity and our dignity. Are you listening to me, folks? He said our humanity and our dignity. This is, the Minutemen are out there against illegal immigration and illegal aliens. I didn't think that Fabian Nunez was an illegal alien, but he's lumping himself to get together with them because of the racism angle. That is his race. That is his raza. And all that matters to him is that these people are the same color as him. He doesn't give a damn about an American. Nothing whatsoever. One thing he said I agree with, and I agree with it very much. He said that during the illegal immigration debate, people's bigotry and racism comes out. He is right about that, and none more than his own. His racism is the grandest display of bigotry against all who are not brown like him. He has shown us over and over that with him it is race first and foremost, as he aligns himself with foreign countries because they share the same race, rather than aligning himself with all Americans whom he represents, allegedly. This man is about race. You understand that? You want me to spell it for you? It's R-A-Z-A, race. Nothing else matters to this man, and he proved it this week more than any time before, and he's only in that position in California because of affirmative action and racism and his pandering in this country. That is why he is the Speaker of the Assembly, but it is race that keeps him there. He displayed himself this week as the racist that he is, none more than before. This is ridiculous, but more than that, it's the most horriblest clown of the week. It is unbelievable to me this man would stand there and salute a foreign flag. Salute it. When I'm in a foreign country, they have a flag salute. You know what I do? I stand there and show respect as I would to anybody's flag. But you don't salute it. You're an American citizen. And we should be outraged over this. Let me tell you, when he was there, Nunez praised a political leader named Eladio Ramirez of the PRI party. He praised this guy for his work there and this, that, and the other. But let me tell you what Mr. Ramirez said that was very profound. This Eladio Ramirez, he condemned the poverty of Mexico that sends Mexicans across the border. He said, quote, "That, comrades, is a national disgrace. It's humiliating that we are exporting poor Mexicans in the worst conditions so that they can achieve elsewhere what we deny them here," unquote. That is profound. And I applaud you, Mr. Ramirez, Mexican citizen and Mexican politician, for that statement, because it is true. It is not our responsibility to do for Mexico. It is Mexico's responsibility. And he said so. I just wish you would tell it to Senor Nunez. Let's get to our guest now, folks. We're very privileged to have Chief Garrett Chamberlain from the state of New Hampshire, New Ipswich, precisely. Chief, what do you hear? What do you say?
What are you doing, buddy? Good
hey.
To be on the show again.
Oh, it's good to have you. We really like having you on here. We want to get an update. Now, they tell us that the judge there ruled against you. Tell the folks what happened.
Well, what happened, Terry, was we had a couple of motion hearings. The defense was able
to bring people up to date, Chief. Just remember, Chief Garrett had arrested some illegal aliens there who were in the country illegally. So he arrested them under a trespassing statute. Go ahead, Chief.
Yeah, we arrested them under the state's criminal trespass law, which says that a person is guilty if they knowingly enter or remain in any place without license or privilege to do so. My position was that if he was in the country illegally, he's in my town illegally.
That's pretty basic.
So, you know, we brought the charge into the court, and they had a motion hearing to dismiss the defense, which was paid for by the Mexican consulate. You know, they had like 12, 13 lawyers working on their side, and we had two. We had a hearing. The attorney that prosecutes for us, she did a great job. She did everything she could, but the judge ruled that we're prohibited by the Constitution, federal preemption under the Decanis versus Bica case from California, which says that the only people that can regulate immigration is the federal government. So that's okay, though. I mean, that's only one avenue that we lost. You know, there's a lot more things that we're working on here in New Hampshire, and we're going to start going after some of the businesses that are hiring illegals, and we're not going to let this one keep us down.
Well, that's good. And you know what? Another chief, I believe, was in Hudson County. Is that where it was?
Hudson, New Hampshire. Chief Richard Gendron. He did right. The exact same thing I did.
This is the type of thing that was spread, and they wanted to stop it before it spread too much. But it was effective. You know why? Because it was unique. It was innovative. And that's what we need. Well, what's your next move? What are you going to do now? I mean,
well, you know, we're going to do whatever we need to do. Like I've said to my officers, that the only thing that we can't do is we can't bring a criminal trespass charge, but we can still go after illegals who have false documents, you know, fake green cards, Social Security cards, or whatever. And we have a state law in New Hampshire we're going to start using that's already on the books that fines employers $1,000 a day for employing illegals.
Now, so that's a state law.
That's a state law in New Hampshire.
Now, why is that allowed, but the trespassing law is not allowed? Because they both deal with immigration.
Yeah, well, I think in that Decanis case from California, it said that the states could regulate employment of illegal aliens, but not the immigration status. So I guess that's how the states are able to have a law. But if you research it in New Hampshire, it's RSA 275. It's called the Citizens Employment Protection Act. And it clearly states that if anybody knowingly hires an illegal, It's $1,000 a day.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm not fighting it. I love it. I think it's a good thing. But here's the thing about it. The first thing we had to have was somebody that had the will. That was you.
Yep.
Then we had to get it publicized. It went nationwide. Everybody heard about it. That's a good thing. We have to get people in the mode of understanding that this is illegal and we cannot tolerate it. Once they see that some of our elected officials, be it a sheriff or a police chief or whoever, is willing to get out there and do something about it, people will become active also. Now, this being shot down by the judge is not really a big thing because I'm sure you anticipated that. The important thing was to get it out there in the first place and let them know that there was somebody willing to do something about it. Now, what we've got to do, we've got to get some of these people out here in California to basically try the same thing. We've got Ray Haynes now, Assemblyman. You know Ray.
Oh, yeah.
Ray is now attempting to build our own police force here that will go out and get illegal aliens. That's innovative. That's new.
California Border Initiative.
There you go. Yep. So we've got all kind of things going, Chief. The thing I like about you, though, you came up with this on your own. It was a good tool. I'm sure you must have seen what was going on there in New Hampshire, and probably you didn't want it to turn out to be like California, you know?
Absolutely. You know, I said to myself, we don't have an illegal immigration problem in New Hampshire.
Right.
And I'm going to keep it that way. And, you know, Massachusetts, which we border, has about 87,000 illegals. We have, I think under the last census report, about 2,500. So, you know, most of the illegals that we've dealt with have come from Massachusetts. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to keep them there.
Well, you know, a Mel here in the studio just made a good point to me. He said that, you know, the federal government is supposed to protect us, you know, Article 4, Section 4, and they don't do it. But they also don't preclude anywhere in the Constitution that the states can step in and do it themselves.
Correct.
It doesn't say that. So what I don't understand is why more states aren't doing what Ray Haynes is trying to do.
Well, you see, the judge in this case, I don't think he wanted to rule against us, but I think he felt that he had to because he did make a couple of comments to the defense team, and he said, you know, he said, you can say whatever you want. He said, but in all the research that I've done learning about immigration law, I've learned that entering this country without inspection is a criminal offense, so don't try and portray it as a civil violation. So that got a lot of mileage in the courtroom, and, you know, the big thing that I'm concerned with is the number of people that are here that are basically what we considered and we mentioned in the court papers a non-person. And as far as I'm concerned, the federal government...
We got a lot of those.
They can't regulate immigration on somebody they don't know is here.
That's right. Let me ask you a hypothetical here, Chief.
Sure.
There was a story in Arkansas a couple of weeks ago, might have been a month, about some illegal alien workers there who were arrested at a poultry plant and were arrested and detained and deported. One of the women was a pregnant woman, and she was deported. She has since returned, which is a felony. She has since returned. She's been in the media. The governor, old Governor Huckleberry back there in Arkansas, he knows she's back. It's been brought to his attention that she is back and committing a felony. Now, let me ask you this. In your state, would you arrest her on that felony warrant?
Absolutely.
And what I don't understand is why these other states are not using that. It's there to be used. And all this broad did was come back here so she could drop that kid on us for the next 21 years so we'd be responsible for her jackpot baby. That's all that was about. But I would arrest her, and I would deport her before the baby's born. I wouldn't even lock her up. I'd just make sure that kid wasn't born here. That would be my prime directive. But what I don't understand is why you think these other states are not doing this.
It's all politics, you know. I mean, we talked about it before. You look in New Mexico, look at the governor. I mean, that guy Richardson was up here in New Hampshire about 2 months ago.
I remember.
He hammered me and the Hudson chief in the news saying that we were wrong in what we were doing and we shouldn't be enforcing immigration and so on and so forth. And now because he's thinking of running for president, he's calling a state of emergency in New Mexico. You know, it's all political. And, I mean, even though I'm thankful that he did what he did.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of concerned about the underlying circumstances. And,
well,
you know,
we know
the American people don't see
right
through it.
Good point.
What it could result in.
And we know he sucks. This guy's horrible. He's we've got him on tape making statements about we've all got to be Hispanics now rather than, you know, we've got to be more Hispanic together than we ever were. That means Puerto Ricans and Cubans and Mexicans and everybody. That's the most important thing now is to be Hispanics first. We've got him on tape saying that. I mean, what kind of American is he? How does a guy like that even get to be governor, no less be a president of the United States?
I don't know. It's But, you know, it's all political, and,
yeah,
and I don't play the political game.
Good for you.
I do things that I believe are right and what needs to be done, and You know, I don't worry about political correctness. And
well, we want to see your name in the political game someday, though. You're our kind of guy. And, you know me, I don't endorse people for office, but I endorse a type of person, and you're it. You're the kind of guy with the will and the moxie to get up there and do what needs to be done. And that's rare nowadays. There's only a handful that I can see. And we'd like for you to run for office. Now, you explain to me what's going on and when and if you would do that. And I'm not going to tell the public. We'll just let them kind of salivate on that one. But if we had more guys like you in the Congress of the United States, boy, would we have some things going on. We really would.
Well, I'll tell you, you got one that's going to be running out there out your way, and that's Jim Gilchrist.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you what, hopefully someday I'll be able to stand side by side with him in the Congress. So.
Well, that would be a good thing. Jim's a good guy. We've got others, too. We've got Randy Graff there in Arizona.
Absolutely.
Randy's a fabulous guy. He talks the talk. He walks the walk. And we've got people who are stepping up finally and running on this issue. And that's an important thing. I don't want a guy that I have to ask him how he stands. I want to know how he stands before he shows up.
Well, my plan is, seven more years in law enforcement to get my 20 in. That'll put me in 2014. But if something happened before then where there was an opening, I may have to consider it. So we'll see.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Chief, I want to thank you for coming back on with us. It's an important thing you're doing there. We know you're going to keep it going, even though the judge took that one tool away from you. That's okay. You know, you kind of anticipated that, and that's fine. But we know where your heart's at. That's the main thing. Your heart's in America.
I took a lot of heat from the other chiefs in the state who accused me of grandstanding and so on and so forth.
Oh, well.
But the big thing was to get it in the media.
That's right.
And let the people know what we were doing and why we were doing it.
We know why you did it.
And we got a lot of it out of the media, so.
We know why you did it. There was nothing selfish or personal there. All you were doing was looking out for your country and your state, and that's admirable.
Absolutely.
All right, Chief. Thanks for coming on. Chief Garrett Chamberlain, New Ipswich, New Hampshire. We're going to have you on back again. This guy's up at midnight for us, folks, and we really appreciate it. Get some sleep, Chief.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
All right, buddy. You take care.
You too.
All right. There you go. Good guy, folks. One of the best, one of the kind of guys that we talk about all the time, but we just don't quite have enough of. If we did, maybe things would be different here. I don't know. We're going to go to break in a few minutes, folks. Before we go, I want to say something. It's a little hard for me to do. It's kind of tacky. I have to do it every once in a while. We need your help to stay on the air, folks. Without you, we're not going to make it. It's a constant battle. And I get the emails from the opposition. You're going off the air. Good. People must not like. No, we take in money. And it's very expensive to stay on the stations that we're on. We have to pay for the time. I'm not, some guy like Rush Limbaugh or somebody that they pay. We have to pay this. We don't get a salary of any type. And without your help to stay on the air, we're not going to be able to make it. And I don't like reaching out to you and begging, but it's something that has to be done every once in a while, so I'm doing it tonight. And I need your money. I need everybody out there. I got a lot of people that send money. It's always the same folks. Every once in a while, we get new people sending in a couple bucks, $10, $20, $25, $50, whatever. And we appreciate it. We really appreciate those of you who have been faithful for so long and have sent money for so many years. We appreciate that. But it's an ongoing thing. And now this issue is heating up. I mean, I've guest hosted the Lori Roth show. I've guest hosted for Roger Hedgecock. We're moving up. Not me. The show, the information, the idea, the ideology. We're moving up for America. And the only way we can do that is to keep our presence out here and to stay on the radio. So we're going to need you to help us, folks. If you can at all see your way to send us a couple bucks, we'll send you out this great Wake Up America album by Luke. It's a really good album. If you send $15 or more, we'll send you one. I mean, you can send as much as you can stand, but we would at least like to get that to defray the cost of the album and a few bucks for the show. It's a really, really good album. You can get it. You can send them off. You can buy more than one. You can play them. You can do whatever you want because it's real good patriotic stuff. But we do need your help to stay on air, and we are offering that to you if you would please send us a donation. So send that in, drop it in an envelope, or you can go to PayPal either way. And send it to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I will give that address out again at the end of the show. I would not ask you if we did not need it. I would not come to you if we didn't need it, but sometimes we do. Maybe if I asked more, we wouldn't get into trouble. We'd get in. I just don't like doing it. I like the show to be about the show and not about begging for money because it goes against every bone and every fiber in my body. But there it is. We need you, and we'd appreciate your help. End of story. All right, folks, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. I'm going to get right to the phones. Before we do, I want you to hear from Chief Bratton, who believes that Illegal immigration is something that's here to stay, and there's nothing we can do about it. And if you don't like it, he's got an alternative for you. And he tells you right here just what to do. If you don't like the way he's running the city on illegal immigration, take a hike. Oh, yeah, in his own words.
What is it that you specifically are critical of?
They're here illegally. His job is to uphold the law.
Go talk to your legislature about that, in as much as California has pretty much indicated they don't want the police involved in that issue, we're out of that business, so that's the reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Hello, this is Christine with BringEmHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org, or call 877-605-9200.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
All right, this is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration and sometimes legal immigration when it gets out of hand, because it is a huge problem in this country also. But we always figure, let's fix the legal thing first, and then we will move on. Anyway, folks, we're going to get to the phone in just a second. Before we do, I want to give a word out to those good folks down there in Louisiana, Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi. You know, God bless you. I hope everything runs well for you. And, you know, buck up. Hang in there, because it's a tough time. We've had them out here with the earthquakes, the riots, and the illegal aliens and everything else. And this is your time, and I hope everybody comes out of it okay. I also want to give a word out. You heard me mention Lori Roth a few minutes ago. I did her show two nights in a row earlier this month. Lori Roth had an accident the other day. She's in critical condition. She was riding her motorcycle in rural Washington State, and she hit a deer. And she was hurt pretty bad. I hope she's going to be okay. I don't know any details other than what I'm telling you, but our prayers and thoughts go out to her because she is a fine lady and has a very good radio show. So, Lori, get well. We need you. We really do. All right, folks, let us get to the phones. Let's see who we got up here we're going to go to first. Let's go to Louie calling from Los Angeles. Louie, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry Anderson, my brother. I'm a little nervous, but
okay, man.
I'm Latino, like I told you, my mother and father. I have a question for you, please.
Yes, sir.
I joined the military in the early 80s. How is it that a lot of veterans living on the streets now are living on the streets? I have friends that went in the VA hospital, Westwood. How is it a lot of American veterans, black, white, Latinos, Asians, how is it that illegals are able to get Section 8? They hold 60% of the Section 8 housing. When you got American veterans that are injured, physically, mental disabilities, I get emotional. How are they not eligible for Section 8 when you got, I'm a conservative. How are they not able for Section 8 when of all people, we should have priority over these illegals that are getting 60% of the Section 8 housing when you got American veterans living on the streets at
you know,
this moment?
You know what,
hundreds of them.
You know what, Louis, let me tell you.
It disturbs me.
Oh, it should. It
I
should.
Have friends are in the streets, veterans. I myself living on the streets, and how is it these disgusting, pathetic, pardon my French,
okay,
ass-licking politicians allow us veterans to come out of the military with physical and mental disability, and we have nowhere to live?
Louis, let me put it to you this way: when I was a kid, and you saw a soldier, and you saw a lot more of them then than you do now. We always saw soldiers, Marines, sailors. You took your hat off. You were on a subway or a bus. You offered them your seat. You showed them the utmost respect because they were out fighting for your country. You know what I mean? Whether they were drafted or volunteered, it didn't matter. They were serving the country, and that was the way it was. They were respected people. Now, a military person, a veteran, is nothing but trash to this country. They are expendable. They're thrown away. And we're putting illegal aliens in front of them, which is wrong. It is a bad situation, Louis.
It's horrible. It's a nightmare. It's the last days. How can they come to the bizarre conclusion? What principles, what laws give an illegal family living illegal in this country get Section 8 housing above American
veterans? Well, you know what, Louis? It's the politicians. It's the guy who comes. First of all, it's the guy who comes here illegally. He's wrong. Secondly, it's the politicians who allow it because they want the cheap labor. And then you got the bosses who want the cheap labor, too, the ones who hire them. But the point is, you and I, Louis, as Americans, have not done our job. We have not screamed loud enough. We have not pulled on the right coattail. We have not gotten the right face. We have not cursed the right guy out. We haven't done what we should be doing, as you are doing now on the radio, as I'm attempting to do. That's us doing our job. We should have been doing this 10 years ago, and maybe it wouldn't have got to this point. But we as Americans have woken up, and it's going to change, Louis. And my heart goes out to you and fellow veterans.
Right now, I have friends in the Westwood PA hospital living on the streets. They finished. They're clean. They're sober. They got their counseling. They're rehabilitated. Right now, I know people that are living on the streets at the honorable discharge. Honorable, and these scumbags, and I'm Latino. My mother and father is Latino, and I'm considered a traitor. I despise Latinos, illegals now, and people say I'm mentally ill because I despise my own people. I love all Americans.
That's your people, Louis, your people are Americans.
Yes.
We don't go by race. We go by nationality.
Absolutely.
You are an American. You are my brother. I don't care what race you are. That means nothing. And when people tell you that, they are racist. Anybody that goes by race only is a racist.
Do you know what Latinos would like to do to people, men and women, Latinos like me? They want to hang us. They want to torture us.
They got 1,000 names for you, coconuts, you know, and all these other names. But the point is, you're an American and you're standing up, and we know you're taking heat, Louie, and we appreciate it. I gotta go, buddy.
Take care, brother.
Thanks for the call.
May the good Lord bless you.
Hey, and you too, man. And you stay in touch, and we're gonna fix this, Louie.
Thank you.
All right, you take care. Good guy, folks. There he is. You know he's taking heat for this. You know Louis's taking heat. The Hispanic Americans who do this thing and get involved in this, like Lupe Moreno and the rest, they take more heat than anybody else, and we applaud them for it. It is so important that we give them the due that they have coming. Let's go to Ron calling from the City of Orange. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, how you doing, man?
Hey, buddy.
About a week and a half ago, Jenna and I were listening to you with Mark. And we overheard you say that a lot of people out there are afraid to go to the demonstrations and everything else like that. I want to say to everyone out there, Terry, you have met Jennifer.
I have.
My fiance Jennifer is visually disabled, but I want to tell you people out there who are listening to me, she is out there at the demonstration. She stands side by side with Lupe. I want to tell you something. She is not afraid. So all you people out there who are not disabled in any way, you need to think about that. You need to get out there, and you need to get to those demonstrations.
Ron, she sees better than most Americans do.
Yes.
You know what I mean? She,
yeah, I absolutely
her
do.
Vision is better than most Americans because she sees what needs to be done, and she does it. That's the American
it
way.
Really is.
And I applaud her. I applaud you also because I see both of you guys at lots of events, and it's really good. You know, these are young folks we're talking about here. These are not old codgers like me, folks. These are people who are out here doing America's bidding, doing America's will. And it's important now that more and more people get involved. You heard what the guy just said on the air, the guy that just called. He's downhearted because of what's happening to the veterans. You know what I mean? It is a sad situation. We must fix this.
Yep.
And we got to fix it soon, Ron. We really do.
I want to tell a lot of you people out there, if you're afraid, my name is Ron Bell from the city of Orange. Anyone from the other side, you go to SOS. You look at some of the pictures that were taken of Laguna. I'm the guy standing there with the pepper spray in my hand, and you better believe I will use it. Terry, I also want to say real quick, you got some money coming tomorrow, buddy. Don't bother sending us Lucas' CD. We have it.
Okay.
You keep the money that's coming in. Anyone out there who's listening to me, you need to get that CD because this is a heck of a good CD.
It really is. It really is a good CD.
And Terry, you take care, my friend.
All right, Ron. Thanks for the call, buddy. My best to Jen.
It.
Give her a hug for me.
Will do.
Take care. Speaking of the CD, let's go to Luca, calling from Victorville. Luca, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, I really tonight start to realize that things are changing because I feel in the voice of the people something that I start to realize that people are really mad. Enough is enough. And specifically, I want to let you know, we had the rally, as you know, this Wednesday, and this is a great American guy that for me is American. I don't care if he's Latino or not. The great guy that he just called before. There is another
Louis.
Guy... The guy that he just is your caller. The guy that he was a military guy that unfortunately.
Louis.
Yeah, Louis.
Right.
Great man. I love him. And there is another guy like him, the same problem. And I wish to invite everybody that they can have internet access to go to our site. We have a beautiful video of the rally. And the beautiful thing we do every time we do the rally in front of Jerry Lewis' office, our corrupted congressman. What we do, we put a video with all the people, and they have the opportunity to say a message to our congressman. And there is in this video one of the most powerful, struggling, and I say irate message from one Latino ex-veteran from Vietnam, who was a special forces. And this guy is a Latino, but he's an American first. And he's crying, and he's denying, and basically he's denouncing is the problem of illegal immigration, what causes to his family, to his kids, that they not have the opportunity to study because they didn't have a job, because he basically been cut off because he didn't want to work for slavery fees. And it's a powerful video. I invite everybody, please go to firejerrylewis.com, and you can see what you can do in your own community, because the bottom line is this. We can go to the borders once a week or once a year, but that's just the beginning of our fixing the problem. What we can do every day of our life, we can take our Congress back. We put together a sort of a little booklet how to do it. It's called Congressman Watchdog, and I invite everybody can download it for free at www.firejerrylewis.com. There is the link at the bottom of the homepage. But at the same time, I invite, please, everybody go to watch the video of our latest rally, the one of the last Wednesday, because you can see the rage and the people, they can't do anymore. This is time to go. I mean, this congressman, if they don't get it now, they're never going to get it. It's going to be a revolution coming up pretty soon. I got
news
for you,
it's coming. It's coming, Luca. And that's what I tell people. Fix it now before it gets ugly. We don't want that.
Yes.
We want things fixed
normally,
not with a revolution. But it's inevitable if it's not fixed.
I hope they can be smart enough to understand that. It is that the people, when they start to have no more food in front of their table and the kids, and they see all this injustice, somebody's going to snap sooner or later.
It's coming.
That's the problem.
One
little applause. These American women, they are I'm proud to be an American for many reasons, but one of the most important reasons why I'm proud, because these American women, they are my heroes. They come, regardless the age, they come to this rally and they stand strong like rocks. You know what? I must tell you, I've never seen women like that in Europe, and I'm not trying to put Europe down. But these American women, I understand why America in the revolution.
We've got
really
the best.
Fought and it won.
All right, Luca. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks for all you do. We applaud you.
Thank you, Mario. Thank you, my
friend. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Eric calling from Mesa, Arizona. Eric, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, I'm becoming more and more honored to be able to say a few words on your show, speaking after all these great Americans that are your guests and callers. And
well, somebody will say that as soon as you get off about you, too, Eric.
We have the fascist article, UN Article 51 violator here in town tomorrow to speak to, of all people, Medicare deficient folks out in El Mirage, Arizona. And I'm going to try to make it out there. It's pretty far from where I live. But people are talking about Section 4, Article 4, every week more and more, Terry, thanks to you.
Well, it's one that we need to put out there every week because, I mean, it's true. The United States shall guarantee to every state in the union a republican form of government, and shall protect each of them against invasion. That's pretty straightforward.
I'm a bit of a slow learner, but there's more and more. There's just more and more going on that I just learn every week, and I'll hang up and listen, Terry. Thank you.
All right, Eric. You take care, buddy.
Bye.
There you go, folks. More and more people learning, more and more people figuring things out. You know, I do a movie review on our website, theterryandersonshow.com, every week, and I very rarely read them on the air, but I'm going to read this one tonight because it's a picture that I really enjoyed, and I want you people to go see it. It's a picture that should be supported. It's called The Great Raid. Here's my review. When I was in school, we were taught all about World War II. We knew that it was America's finest hour and that the brave and valiant soldiers of our country absolutely saved not only the USA, but the entire world. Many books have been written and tons of pictures have been made, and though the main story has been told, some of the individual actions and campaigns have been neglected. This story is one that should have been told long before now. I am happy to say that it is finally told and told right, and the wait was well worth it. This is an excellent picture. When Bataan fell, the Japanese army marched the American captives for days. It came to be known as the Bataan Death March. Over 15,000 died, and the rest were placed in Kabanatuan and other POW camps. Kabanatuan was a vicious place, and many more Americans died in the 3 years of their captivity. The American government was concentrating on the war in Europe, and therefore the Pacific Theater took a back seat, and those now 513 men in Kabanatuan felt abandoned and wondered if they would ever have help arrive. Captain Prince, played by James Franco of the 6th Ranger Battalion, hatches a brilliant and very daring plan to rescue them. The plan is approved and they set out on what is to be the greatest military rescue of American prisoners in the history of our armed forces to this day. Captain Prince is in charge of the raid, even though they are accompanied by a Lieutenant Colonel Mucci, and they both know that they not only have to rescue them, but they have to do so before the Japs, from those times, as that's what they were called in the picture, know what's going on. They have been ordered to kill all POWs so that their massive atrocities will not come to light, and that include burning whole camps of POWs alive. With the help of the brave Filipino guerrillas, our boys just might pull it off. World War II should not be forgotten, and the younger generation should be shown what Americans can do when our survival is threatened. Sound familiar? This picture is a perfect tool to do that. It's historical, but in the same time, extremely entertaining. The acting was good, including Joseph Fiennes, but it's the story and the heroism that are the real stars. This picture is in limited release for some reason, and I find it hard to believe. I would like every American to take the whole family to see it. Director John Dahl places us in with the rescuers. We are there. We feel the pain of the POWs, and we experience the urgency of the brave soldiers who know that they are the last hope of their brothers in arms. To see what they have to endure could be the worst thing for Toyota sales in this country. I love this picture. It was fabulous. My recommendation, please, it won't be in theaters long. Go see it. It's your heritage. It's your history. And believe me, it feels good. Rated R for combat violence and real Americanism. Two huge and all-American thumbs up saluting our guys all the way. The name of the picture is The Great Raid, a great, great, great picture. Go see it, folks. I really, really, really endorse it. Let's go to Isabel calling from San Diego. Isabel, how you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Pretty good.
Well, I'm feeling good that people are finally getting the idea that that we have a problem here. I wanted to thank you very much for everything you say and that you inform us every day on what's happening, which is the truth. You're not a racist.
No.
And neither am I. I'm an American of Mexican descent. And I'm really sick and tired of hearing the, you know, the Razas and the Metis of the world just, you know.
It really gets old, doesn't it, Isabel?
It
gets old and stale.
I'm sick of it. But you know what? I'm really disappointed that down here in San Diego County, which is, you know, one of the places, the main places where these invaders come in, and that's what they are, Terry. You know, they're invaders. And then they get to mooch off of us for everything we work so hard for, everything that all of our founding fathers worked so hard for. You know, it sickens me to know that my brother went to fight in Vietnam and that these guys are out here in Iraq. You know, I can't even tell you in such a short time how much it sickens me to know that these people are out there, these men and women, these brave men and women are out there getting killed in Iraq and maimed and it, you know,
all to protect a bunch of illegal aliens.
Right.
You know, it's not right.
Because George Bush keeps saying, I have no respect for this man. There is no more respect.
You and me both.
You know
zero.
What? At the beginning, before 9/11 happened, okay, fine. He seems like the right candidate for this. Okay, fine. But now I'm over it. You know what? I'm over it.
I was over it long before that because I knew what kind of person he was. I saw what he did when he was the governor of Texas. He sucked there, and now he sucks on a national level. And then there's going to be Republicans who don't like me saying that. You know what I mean? I could care less what you think of me for saying that about your beloved president.
But this is no longer a Republican or a Democrat.
It's not.
Issue.
This is an American issue,
America.
Isabel. Isabel, this is an American issue, and if we don't sell it on that level, we're not ever going to get it settled. I got to go. Thanks for calling. You call me again.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You take care.
Much.
All right. Let's go to Jerry calling from Victorville. Jerry, not much time.
Okay, we'll make it quick. I'm going to send you that present press dispatch that has Luca on the front page and the kids with the signs.
Great.
And the whole thing. I'm going to send you that article. And my topic is Bush seeks compromise on immigration. And I went back to the back page and I look at this and I say, intelligence agencies fear terrorists could slip into the United States through U.S. through Mexico. They're already here, folks.
They're already
Don't
here.
Don't say anybody.
They're already
now, this
here.
Is the one that got me real bad. This is Ed McCain back in Arizona this last week.
He sucks, too.
Yeah, send back Mexicans, said McCain, throwing his head back in laughter, turning an interview to an Arizona office last week. It's not going to happen. The White House seems to agree with McCain. According to the administration and so forth, they agree.
But Jerry, I don't care who agrees with McCain. Who doesn't agree with him? You know who? The American people.
That's right.
That's what's important. I don't care if Bush and the rest of those idiots up there on the Capitol Hill agree with him. You know, I don't care who agrees with him. Here's a guy, the only claim to fame he has was that he got caught over there in Vietnam. That's his only claim to fame, is that he was a POW. What has he done for this country? He's done nothing but tear this country down. And you know what? He's grandstanding now because he wants to be president,
That's right.
It ain't going to happen.
Listen to me. You think a man that went through that kind of torture would come home and at least have his head screwed on right?
Well, I don't know what happened, but it didn't work out. You know
Evidently
what I mean?
Evidently it did.
Gotta go, Jerry. Thanks
I'll
for the call,
you
buddy.
I'll send the money with the paper.
Thank you, sir.
God bless.
Let's go to Gene, calling from Valley Village. Gene, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Thank you very much for playing the Bratton's recording.
At your request.
Yes, thank you. I would like to address Mr. Richardson. He wants better health care for Latinos and Latinas that are coming into the National Guard. They're going to use that National Guard on our people when we revolt.
It's going to happen. They're going to have guns pointed at us. You know what I mean? And that's what's going to happen.
And not everybody, but there are city, state, county, federal workers that are going along with the game plan.
Well, we'll see when the time comes, Gene, because a lot of people are changing their minds on a daily basis. But thank you for the call.
Sure.
Take care. Let's go to Cliff calling from Pasadena. Cliff, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, long time no here.
Hey, buddy.
I've
good
been,
hearing from you.
Been supporting you all I can, and I'll continue to do it.
Thank you, sir.
You'll get something this week again.
Appreciate
I always
it.
Send anonymously. I never want any credit for it.
Well,
Terry, I want you to know something. The movie review fits right in, The Greatest Generation.
Yep.
You know, when you put in another society on this one society, the society can't survive. When you we're today at Arcadia, California, at the post office on Wheeler Avenue, the American flag sits tattered and faded and ripped to shreds. They will not pull it down and repair it. They leave it up there. It's a message.
Cliff, at my old elementary school that I walk by every evening, they would leave the flag up sometime for a week. Wouldn't even take it down at night until we started complaining. It's just outrageous.
This one is tattered. It's ripped. I've called and I said, look, but nobody in the postal system anymore is American.
Yep.
They've changed all the government workers to foreigners. Nobody cares about it.
That's right.
The American flag is a symbol. And when the symbol of America is denigrated and ripped to shreds from the very symbol of our society, the flag came in as a symbol of 13 original colonies. It was hand-sewn by a woman in her living room.
We got
that symbol now.
Cliff,
now being trampled.
Cliff, we got to do better. That's just the way it is. You and I have to do better. We've got to work harder. We've got to scream louder. We've got to get it fixed. It's on us now. Nobody else is going to do it. You and me and a few others. So let's
take
get to
care,
it.
Jerry.
All right, buddy.
I'm with you all the way.
All right, Cliff. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Okay,
all right, let's go to Evelyn real quick. Evelyn, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Jerry. I wanted to talk about the Cal Border Police signing in Ontario last week.
How'd it go?
Well, it was very interesting. There were a lot of people signing.
With John and Ken from KFI.
John and Ken from KFI. And Ed Royce was on for one of the hours. First, Jim Gilchrist was on and being interviewed. And then John Campbell, State Senator John Campbell,
he's
Congress.
Horrible. Yeah.
Ed Royce was carting him around and lying for him. And when I got home, we had a message on our answer machine from Ed Royce. This is Congressman Ed Royce urging you to vote for State Senator John Campbell for Congress because he is so strong on against illegal immigration.
No, it's because he's a Republican.
Was a sorry lie, and Royce has to stoop so low as to lie because he has an R after his name.
That's
and
all it is, Evelyn.
We called up his office and gave him what for stooping so low to lie for this political hack, John Campbell. And everyone I know in my district is voting for Jim Gilchrist.
All right, Ev. Thank you for the call.
Goodbye.
All right, let's go real quick to John calling from Little Rock, Arkansas. John, not much time.
Not much time. Okay, look out. Check it out. Just this week, the city sponsored a health forum for Latinos only.
That's racist. That's racist, John.
Of course it is.
That's
but
racist.
Meantime, there's also an article in ellatinoarkansas.com in which they had an interview with the city manager, Mr. Bootlicking Bruce Moore. And Bruce Moore is telling him he's welcoming the large Hispanic population, which 10 years ago there wasn't none.
Well, that's the way it is everywhere. They think it's going to be a boon for the city and for the county, but it's not. Gotta go, buddy. Thanks
all
for
right,
the call, John.
Bootlicker, Bruce Moore.
Take care. All right, we have Maria de Bugambiles. Maria, hey. ¿Cómo estás?
Hi, Terry. I hope you're feeling better. Listen, today
you
was...
You got about 15 seconds, Maria.
Okay, it was a debate with Al Garza, Minutemen,
uh-huh.
and this lady from the Latino, Hispanic, you know, advocacy, Sam Crop. As usual, she was talking so bad about everything being a lie about all the crime and all this and all that.
Gotta go, Maria.
Issue, so.
Call me next week.
I will.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, David, Bob, Tommy, all the rest, I'm sorry, could not get to you. The board is full, folks. People want to talk. It's amazing. I want to remind everybody, if you're in Phoenix, go see my buddy Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue and Camelback. Go buy a car from this guy. He can use your business. Our best again to Lori Roth. And thank you to my engineer, Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, and Mel Haffenfeld for doing the phones for us tonight. We really appreciate it. We need your help to stay on the air. 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget those websites we talk about, folks. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Network. Remind you, read This Week with the Swings, and telling you we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.